Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. And the way I do this is I interview really incredible entrepreneurial business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Andy Biding. Andy, how are you doing? Good afternoon, good morning, whatever time it is for you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, David. How are you?
I am doing well. So I have a great pleasure of having you on the show today because we met each other for the first time recently at a conference in New York, and I've known you by phone for a couple years. Jack Daly introduced us years ago, and then I just started recently doing business with you, and we're going to learn more about that. So there's a lot of great connections here, and you are an amazing entrepreneur. You have such great path and stories, and you're doing some really, I'll say, very innovative, super niche activities today that are doing great things for your clients, including me. So we're going to dive into that. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Excellent. So what I want to do, Andy, is I want to read your bio, and then we're going to dig behind the curtain and find out a little bit more. Okay?
Sure.
All right. So Andy Biding understands business and what it takes to run a successful company. As an independent retailer for 15 years, he learned the trials and tribulations of competing against national brands constantly stealing market share. He took that knowledge and launched Cartley Publishing in 2014 with the purpose of enabling client partners to own the ink in their industry, differentiating them in their marketplace. This passion is what drives Andy and his company each and every day. Andy is a graduate of the Birthing of Giants program presented by MIT University, and Inc. Magazine and Entrepreneurs Organization, and is currently enrolled in the annual Gather of Titans program at MIT. He has been a member of the Toronto chapter of EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, for 15 years. Andy is also a certified Gazelles International Strategic Advisor and the author of Own the Ink, How to Influence People in a Digital World. The Cartley Publishing team fulfills its purpose with client partners in two ways: by publishing and distributing your very own custom-branded print magazine in as few as 4 hours of your own time for little to no cost. And number two, by easily enhancing your digital marketing media strategy to include professionally edited suite of videos, audio podcast listicles, we'll find out what that is, and articles in just 30 minutes of your time and from the comforts of your office. They can show you how. So Andy, great, very cool story here. So let me give our listeners a little context. So we'll start where we are now. So I just published a magazine called Avanti Entrepreneur Magazine. I have Ari Weinzweig from Zingerman's on the cover. I have some articles in there from Gary Vaynerchuk, et cetera. It's a really great, helpful magazine to help entrepreneurs grow to the next level. And that's what Avanti Entrepreneur Group does. So now, in addition to my radio show and podcasts and my events and my coaching, I have a magazine, a printed magazine, with a digital counterpart to really make me stand out and separate me from a lot of the other people in my industry. And now people are saying, wait, print, that is so old fashioned. I mean, specifically me, Andy, I had a printed magazine called Next Step Magazine and then Next Step U Magazine for 18 years, national magazine for high school students. The digital revolution kicked its butt. Teens in print, no longer cutting edge technology. College budgets, who are our main source of advertisers, went away. And I had to rebuild. I had to reinvent and do a business makeover. So now instead of producing content for teens, I'm producing content for entrepreneurs. But I'm a print guy at heart. I ran the college newspaper. I delivered the newspaper in high school. And so I'm with you. You know, I bleed ink. I love print, and the internet has kind of disappointed me that it's put a lot of newspapers and magazines out of business. But Andy, you have found a really unique way to bring it back and make it stand out. And I have to say, you're doing it in a way because you're looking at companies and saying, what are companies not doing? How can I go the opposite way, right? Like, I still send handwritten thank you cards because no one else does, right? So yeah. No, not many companies are producing their own branded printed magazine with a digital counterpart. So tell us, let's just get right to it as far as how do you help companies increase their brand and their marketing through a printed magazine?
Sure. Well, David, do you want me to start with the story of how the concept came about?
That would be great. Yeah. Why don't we start about how you first got the inspiration to do it? That's a great idea.
Okay. Because that kind of explains the reasoning behind it as well. So it started, you alluded to it in the introduction, it started my past business life when I was in a family business. We were retail home and garden centers. We had multiple locations and we're growing. Things were going well, but we were always fighting the competition from the Walmarts, Costcos, Home Depots of the world, as well as all the locally owned other garden centers. And it was while I was at Birthing of Giants, where that's run by Vern, a fellow by the name of Vern Harnish. He taught us about this concept. He said, you need to own the ink in your industry. Whatever your customers are reading, have it come from you, and that'll position you as the authority in the marketplace, as the market leader without a doubt. And I remember him saying, we were chatting one evening, he said, why aren't you guys publishing your own series of gardening books? Or what if you published your own magazine? And that idea stuck because for about 15 years to that point, we had been doing a newsletter, an 8-page, 2-color newsletter that had been going out to our clients or our customers every quarter. And it was very expensive. For us at the time, it was $15,000-$20,000 per issue to put that out and mail it out and so on. However, it was our most effective marketing tool that we had. Our customers loved it. It was our personal connection with our customers. So when Vern talked about owning the ink in your industry, I thought, maybe this magazine idea. Like, what if we replaced our newsletter, our 8-page, 4-color newsletter or 2-color newsletter, with a full 32-page, full gloss, beautiful magazine? Like, could we do that? So we started getting into it. I brought it back to the team. Fortunately, one of the young ladies in our team said, I bet we put this magazine out. And we brought in a magazine consultant, and one of her ideas was, you need to get some advertisers in there to not only, it might help offset the cost, but it legitimizes your magazine. It gives you more credibility. And one of the young ladies said, we used to retail a ton of Crocs, those shoes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So she said, I bet Crocs would buy an ad. So we went to Crocs and we put together this media kit and we proposed an ad. They bought an ad, and I think at the time for like $4,000 or $5,000 is quite a bit for the outside back cover. And we're like, oh my God, like this is pretty cool. So at the end of the day, we started running down this. We went to other suppliers, and at the end of the day, we had this magazine. Our cost from the newsletter to the magazine transition went from, let's say, about $15,000, $17,000, up to almost $30,000. But we received over $20,000 in ad sponsorship. So our overall cost came down to $8,000 or $10,000 per magazine. So I was ecstatic because I just cut our budget in half for that direct, marketing piece that we were sending out quarterly. And we had something in my mind that was 10 times better than we ever had before. And I tell you, it really stood out. And we were the only garden center, I'm sure, in North America publishing their own home and garden magazine. So the idea, when I first did that, I was like hesitant to even share it with other industry players because I didn't want anybody else. I want this to be uniquely ours because I thought I was onto something. And it caught the attention of other garden centers. And in 2010, I had to 2010, 2011, I had to reinvent myself. And at the time, a couple of the garden centers came to me and said, that magazine idea you were doing, could you do that for us?
Hey Andy, I'm so sorry to cut you off. Let's hold that thought. We got to take a
Yeah.
quick break, and we'll
Sure.
be right back.
All right.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop. Hey folks, Dave Momato here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willey, owns the company. And, you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willey and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
All right, I am back. We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am here with a really great friend, partner, and entrepreneur, Andy Biding. He's president and CEO of Carly Publishing. Andy is here today telling us how he took an experience from a former business, some garden centers, with he had really created a unique marketing tool of a printed magazine to help the garden centers stand out. And then we're going to hear more about how that fueled, we'll say, Andy 2.0. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
So, Andy, please continue the story.
All right. So, yeah, we've been doing this for our garden center, and we didn't just do the magazine. Of course, we were, you know, I'm a big believer in digital, print, and interactive marketing. So we did a lot of digital marketing, but the print, that magazine was something that was uniquely ours. That was something that others weren't doing and really set us apart. So, you know, going back to working with other garden centers, I went in and I thought, you know, this is interesting. I've never seen it done quite like this before, but let's try it. I presented this idea to a group of garden center owners that I knew or that I was acquainted with. And I thought, you know, if there's four or five people that want to do this, maybe there's something here. Well, I walked out that day with 12 purchase orders and I thought, well, this could be a business. So we started doing this home and garden magazine for independent garden centers all over. And as I was launching that, that's when my insurance guy came to me and he said, you know, I'm no different than you. You know, I'm not dealing with Home Depot and Costco and Walmart, but I'm dealing with the Geicos of the world, the insurances. You know, he's dealing with his own competition. He said, could you make a business magazine to help me build up my commercial insurance business? And I said, sure. I knew enough people in business. I could get some good content for him and help him work, help him put it together. And from there, it just kept growing. So now we're doing it for all different types of businesses, all different industries. And but so we really are putting together this magazine program to help differentiate and enable our client partners that we call our client partners stand out and position themselves as authorities in their marketplace. One thing that we have as a company, we've defined ourselves not as a magazine company, but as a publisher, because what we've gotten really good at is coordinating, creating, and distributing content, really great customized and coordinated content for our client partners in both print and now in digital too. So we are very heavy in print and digital. The commonality between both of them is, you know, we really try to make it easy for our client partners to dominate and position themselves as an authority in their marketplace by putting out great content in a way that's really, really easy.
I love it. So great story. So Andy, you are a Gazelles coach.
Yes.
And I know what a Gazelles coach is, but for our listeners, if you could please explain that in a little bit more detail.
Sure. So I used to be a Gazelle client in my former business, and I hired my own coach. And in the transition, I became a coach. So what it is Gazelles International is a organization that kind of the face of Gazelles overall is Vern Harnish. And he has a whole methodology for planning and scaling a business based on his latest book is called Scaling Up. And a Gazelles coach is someone who is certified to deliver that content and to work with companies and their leadership teams over extended periods of time to help them guide them along the way of planning and executing, you know, planning their strategy, their people, their cash decisions, and then executing on that, those plans, you know, on a regular rhythm. Whether that be quarterly or monthly or annual, whatever rhythm works for the client. But a Gazelle coach is the one who helps instill those tools or bring those tools to a client business to help them scale up quickly.
Now, how has Gazelles, I've been through one issue with you guys. My first issue just came out, Avanti Entrepreneur Magazine. And for those of you just tuning in, Avanti Entrepreneur Magazine is something that I partnered with Andy on with his company, Carly Publishing, because I wanted my company to stand out. There's a lot of, people out there doing entrepreneurial content and coaching. And, I have my coaching. I have my annual event. I have a podcast. I have a radio show here in Rochester. So I have a lot of things going on, but I wanted to stand out and be different. And combined with the fact that I'm a magazine guy at heart, those of you that know me know that I had Next Step magazine for about 18 years, and so I missed it. So now I have print again. I'm very happy. I'm hugging my magazine on a regular basis. But I have to tell you, Andy, the process working with you guys was A+. I mean, from Jesse, Erica, everybody over there, Keith, yourself, it was a very, very, I'll say, bona fide yet fun process. I mean, everything I felt. I mean, you guys even, you know, so those of you that know Andy, his whole company does they do bobbleheads, right? And if you look at Andy's business card, it has a picture of his bobblehead, right? And then so they sent me my own bobblehead, right? So they're very fun. They're very creative. And I just got a plaque with the magazine cover for my first issue. I got a thank you card stationery with the first issue's picture on it. So you guys do a lot of great creative things. So how have you specifically instituted Gazelles, into your process? Because I have to tell you, it was an A+ experience.
Yeah, we are a business, and you know, it was for me. I'm a learning junkie, so I read a ton of books. I take a lot of courses. Being a certified Gazelle coach, even though I don't need it anymore, I keep my certification up because I love the education that comes along with it. So the Gazelles program. What's interesting? It'll be an interesting case study because we had our. One of the core of the whole Gazelles and scaling up methodology is around this one-page strategic plan. So we're probably one of the only companies in the world that had a one-page strategic plan before we even launched. So we knew what our, we were very clear on who we were, what our purpose was, what our core values are, You know, we had our painted picture, our vision very clearly outlined. We know what our brand promises are, what our big, hairy, audacious goal is. And we're very religious around our planning rhythms and execution of our plans. So we have a very, I'd say a very structured process for not only planning, but executing, which enables us to do a lot more and scale a lot more and, you know, leverage. We do a lot more business, for instance, per employee than anybody else in our space, I would dare say. And it just makes us very efficient and on task. It also gives everybody, you know, there's a saying that meetings set you free. Well, we have our structured meetings that in my calendar, I'm in almost all meetings. And when I'm here for the full week, I'm in about 3-4 hours worth of meetings. But what it does is it gives me the other 35 to, you know, 40 hours a week to free to work on my stuff. And so we're very organized in everything we do. And we leverage technology. We leverage, you know, project management technology. We and are always continuously updating it and upgrading our process all the time. So the end goal is that we make it our three E's brand promises for you experience, David, is we want the whole experience and whatever, whether we deliver digital marketing, content or magazine content or magazines themselves, is we want the process to be very easy, effective, and economical. So that's what everything we do centers around those three brand promises. And if it doesn't help it become easier, more economical, or more effective, we simply won't do it.
I love it. Well, you guys made I know exactly what goes into making a magazine. As I said, I published hundreds of issues over 18 years. And there's a lot. I mean, there's the design, there's the articles, there's the, you know, dealing with the writers, there's the shipping, distribution, I mean, you know, subscriptions, if you're going to get subscriptions, everything, right? And then marketing, and obviously sales, supporting it with ads. So a lot goes into producing a magazine. And I have to say, your team took care of just about everything. I sold some ads, but you guys actually placed an ad in my magazine because you want to reach more business owners. So that was helpful. But I was able to have an article from Gary Vaynerchuk in my magazine because of you guys. You guys have this extensive list of authors, Cameron Harrell, Jack Daly, Ari Weinzweig, et cetera, where I can look at your library. And I believe there's hundreds of articles that I could choose from, right? And put those in my magazine.
Yeah, so when it comes to how easy it is, you know, that's where we really focus a lot of our attention. And that's what you would have experienced is, you know, the way we put it is that we'll coordinate content for you. So because we work with some of these big names, I mean, Pat Lencioni is our latest one that we're working with. So we're dealing with big names because we can get them a lot of exposure and get them into a lot of magazines. But what it does for client partners like yourself is you can pull this content into your magazine. And, you know, and it does three things. It gets great content in your magazine and takes you zero time because we coordinate it all. It adds credibility to your magazine because, you know, you have these big names in your magazine. And the other thing is it does keep the cost down for everyone because the processing time is more efficient. So we coordinate content. But even the customized content that our client partners do, some people I know yourself, you write a lot already, but a lot of our client partners, they're like, you know, they think about a magazine, they're like too much time, too much money. And really it comes together. Our biggest piece of feedback we always get from first time client partners is how easy the process was. Because we will actually team you up with a ghostwriter. We actually use journalists because they tend to have better skill to be able to write better and get to the real story. But so one of our client partners said, I remember he took the stage with me one time and he said, we put together this whole magazine. I didn't even touch a keyboard. So, you know, we'll team you up with a ghostwriter. Instead of writing content, you're on a phone call for 10 minutes or you're just given direction saying, you know, we have people in specialized industries, write an article on this. You know, we handle all of the proofing, the design, the editing, the production. And even when it comes off the press, We'll handle all the U.S. Post distribution, so all you receive in your office are, let's say, the 500 or 1,000 that you want to hand out at trade shows and so on. We handle everything else. It's a turnkey solution.
That's fantastic. And it really was, Avanti listeners. You know, I'm here with Andy Biding from Carly Publishing. He produces magazines for companies so they could stand out and own the ink in their industry, as he likes to say, and have their own magazine as a personal marketing tool for their business. And Andy, you work closely with Keith, and I got to work, especially as we were kind of, you know, doing the deal, I got to work with both of you closely. And you seem like a really great team. And if you were to say, you know, as the CEO and founder, what are your strengths, your superpowers, and what are Keith's? Because it seems like you guys have a very good yin and yang to move forward together.
Yeah, so Keith is one of our business development managers here, and so he's an account manager for your account. And Keith and I have been working together since the beginning of our company. Actually, we've been working together a lot longer than that. He used to sell me advertising when I was in retail, so I've known Keith for probably 20 years.
Wow.
But we started working together officially a few years ago. But I would say my superpower is probably constant learning. And I was asked this yesterday by somebody else, and I said, you know, probably you call me maybe rainmaker to a certain point, not only flurry of activity for new business, but a flurry of activity for change. I'm constantly challenging the status quo. And what we thought was like the best idea in the world 6 months ago, if we find a better idea now, it'll be scrapped and we'll be, you know, upgrading our processes. We'll turn on a dime to do that. So we have it's a well-known part of our culture is that we will change more in a quarter than most companies change in a year. And we just brought on a production manager to handle it's going to be a digital marketing solution coordinator moving forward to build that business up. And the way I put it to her, I said, you know, when you're hired here, I can guarantee you one thing, your job's going to look different in 6 months. I just can't tell you how, because we'll figure that out as we go along, because we're constantly evolving, constantly changing. And it makes for a very fun environment for the right people.
Yep.
And if you're not comfortable with that, you won't be comfortable here. But it makes it for a very – I love this business.
That's great.
So much fun.
You can tell. Hey, Andy, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694. If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Today we're talking to Andy Biding from, he is the CEO and founder and head hunk of Carly Publishing. You like that title, Andy?
I'll have to pass that by the team, see what they think.
Yeah. Well, then we'll have to probably nix it. But so I'm here with Andy, who runs Carly Publishing, and their core product is they produce a printed magazine for your company, so that you can use it as a marketing tool. You can stand out. You can ying when everyone else is yanging, however you want to say it. But having your own company printed magazine is an incredible marketing tool. Being able to offer something different to your clients and prospects, some great content, some helpful content, so you become known as a resource to your customers and prospects, and not just another vendor. And that's what Andy's company does. I use it for Avanti Entrepreneur Magazine. The company's been super fantastic. It's been a complete pleasure to deal with. Andy, we talked a lot about your services in the for the magazine, but as I'm reading your bio, even I don't know about this, so maybe this is something that, while you were just talking about, that you're changing every 3 months. So you offer now a media strategy to include professionally edited suite of videos, audio podcast listicles, which I have no idea what that means, and articles in just 30 minutes of your time from the comforts of your office. So tell us a little bit more about those products, if you don't mind.
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we do define ourselves as a custom publishing company, not just a magazine business. And one thing that we've been developing this year and have been experimenting with certain client partners and are rolling out officially here very shortly is our whole digital marketing solution. So what this is going to be is, again, taking our philosophy of creating something that is going to be really effective, really easy to do, and economical because of its efficiencies, is we're rolling out a digital marketing suite where it's taken the philosophy, again, very easy to do, but it's taken the philosophy that people want to consume content in different ways. And, you know, especially when it comes to online content, some people love video, some people love audio, some people love to read, but people want to consume content in different ways. I am a huge, and I'll say before we start it, I'm a huge believer in two things, is that one, content is king. It doesn't matter if you're doing a magazine or a blog or a podcast. It really doesn't matter. Content's got to be the best material. If you don't put out good content, you know, people are not going to come back for your next issue of whatever it is you're putting out. So content is king. The other thing is, I'm a huge believer in the three pillars of marketing being digital, print, and interactive marketing. You need digital for the regular quick hits information. Print will give you a medium to be able to put out some more extensive content, as well as provide real credibility, because anything found on print is psychologically deemed to be much more credible than anything found online. So digital for the regular quick hits, print for longevity and credibility, and then interactive. You know, your part of your marketing is really it's the face to face, whether it's over the phone or by Skype or in person. So getting back to digital, so the digital program that we're putting out is when a full suite of product would look like this. A client partner signs on, we send them a starter kit with all the equipment they need to turn their office into a mini, their own personal recording studio. So what we send out is a high def specific webcam that we use, lapel mic, desktop lighting, and a green screen if they want to use it, a green blanket. And then what we do is, this is all done to be, again, very efficient and economical, is once a month, we will schedule this ahead of time. We use video conferencing and we log into your computer so that you don't have to learn any of this programs or anything. And we'll actually, using this equipment, we will record and kind of guide you like you're doing today, guide you through a series of questions, interview kind of style. So there's not a lot of prep work to do. You just want to come prepared with what are the topics you want to cover. And we will video record everything. And then what we do after 30 minutes-ish, you know, plus or minus, we'll shut it all down. We send ourselves the original video recording. And then we will take that content and we'll cut it up in different ways. So 30 minutes worth of video, we've experimented with this a few times. We'll typically cut it up and create 3 to 6, let's say 3 to 4 minute videos. So different topics. So we'll create 3 to 6 professionally edited videos, and we follow a specific process and animate your logo, make it really engaging and fun and enjoyable to watch. We'll take a bunch of that content, take the audio out of that digital file and create 2 podcasts out of it. We will then take the content and we'll have our writers create written content around that information as well, written articles and listicles from that, so that when you're done, you have, let's say, 4 to 6 videos, 4 to 6 articles, possibly, let's say, 4 articles, a couple of listicles, which I'll explain what that is in a moment, and a couple of podcasts. And the reason why is because, and then we'll help you put that out on your YouTube channels, Facebook channels. We'll take care of that for you. And I don't call it, because I honestly don't believe anybody is equipped to manage anyone else's social media. You need to manage your own. But we will enhance your social media by giving you lots of great content, and we'll put it out there, coordinate it with yourself to enhance what you're doing already personally. But this is a way to get other personal information out there, great content in different formats. The reason why that's important, like I said, personally, I don't watch a lot of videos because videos, you need to make the decision to invest time. However, I do listen to podcasts because podcasts I can listen to while I'm driving. You can do that while you're doing other tasks. Yep. So audio content, release content is really gaining in popularity. And then there's a lot of people that still like to, read it in articles or in listicles. So a listicle, you'll recognize a listicle as being the 6 things highly productive people do, their morning routine, or, the 9 ways to be more efficient with email. That's a listicle. Because a listicle, you can glance down through and hit those 9 things, just the headline, and say, number 1, I do it. Number 2, I do it. Number 3, oh, that's interesting, I'll read that. So a listicle can be consumed very, very efficiently. And we'll create those that coincide with the video. So when you're releasing a video, for instance, you're speaking, it's a 3-minute talk on a specific topic, and there's a listicle and maybe a worksheet that goes along with it, or an article and a worksheet that goes along with it. And we'll create all that for you out of that 30 minutes worth of content that we've recorded each month.
That sounds incredible. It sounds like a great enhancement to your core product of the magazine that you do for companies. So, as an entrepreneur myself, I would say good for you. But I would stop there because I knowing you, the shiny bright light syndrome of offering more and more products for your customers probably is enticing, right?
Yes.
Always happens to me. And I have to say, all right, this is what we're focusing on, right? We're a lot alike, Andy. I gotta say. So
yeah.
Andy, I want to talk to you. So almost every entrepreneur that I interview has a story of their journey where they quote unquote crashed and burned, but they picked the pieces up and got back up and turned it into a learning lesson instead of failure. And I know that, you know, you've been a little reticent to talk about your journey because, you know, it didn't end well, but it did end well because you took something from that lesson and created a thriving, new, crazy, awesome business from it. So would you mind, you know, just for, because our listeners are beginning to middle stage entrepreneurs, and I think it helps them tremendously when they see successful guys like you, that it always hasn't been, you know, as they say, lollipops and puppy dogs, that it has been a crazy roller coaster of ups and downs and dark tunnels and loops, but you did not get off the roller coaster. You continued on the roller coaster and continued. So wondering if you could share that story with our listeners, really to help them navigate their journey to their next level.
Sure. So as I alluded to before, I was in a family business, those home and garden centers. So that was a business my father had started in 1988. I took it over in 1998 when I was the ripe age of 25. And I had lots of energy, lots of great ideas. We managed to double business in 2 years in one location, started growing. We added other products, other services. We really expanded the business, and it grew nicely for a number of years. I think it was in 2007, I presented a business plan to my bank to open up another location, and it was going to be a bigger location than what we had. And so it was all approved. Everything was good. Got the financing, and we broke ground. Actually, I presented the plan, early 2007, and we broke ground later that year. Through the winter, we developed this new building. So we spent about $4 million in this new facility in another neighboring city. And in 2008, we were set to open. And about 2 weeks before we were set to open, that's when everything, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac kind of went down in the U.S. And it changed the banking industry fundamentally. So I got a call from my banker literally 2 weeks before we're set to open, like, where you have a brand new facility, $4 million facility, $500,000 worth of inventory, and we're busy putting all this out. We're pulling all-nighters to put this thing together for what was going to be our opening date. And I got a call on my cell phone, and the banker said, we got a bit of an issue. I don't think it's going to be too bad. I said, okay, is it? So, well, the banks have not changed their lending policy, but what they did was they changed 1/3 of our credit scores made up of the industry average. And what they did was they downgraded our industry by 1 point. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, that means your credit rating has been downgraded as well. I said, okay, well, what does that mean?
I know, right? Let's dig deeper. Get to the point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's dig deeper. Well, she said, we can no longer lend money based on projections, only historicals. And I said, okay, well, what does that mean? Like, get to the point. What do you say? Well, the bank is telling me that you no longer qualify for your loans because, you know, one store cannot support the debt of two. I said, okay, however, we are all approved, like everything's done. I've got the paperwork and so on. So, and I've got most of the money, like the loans, the vehicles were put in place, except for the working capital. That was coming at the very end. And it was a lesson learned on my part. When you're planning a big development is, the loan was put in place, but I didn't turn it on because I want to save myself 2 months worth of interest, and I should have turned it on and got the money, and then it would have been in my control. Although that's not true either. But anyway, it might have had a better fighting chance. So at the end of the day, we opened up that company, opened up that new store. I think it was about $700,000. You know, without $700,000 of working capital that you're expecting. So that started, we opened up, and in the first year, we actually hit our projections. We were literally within 5% of our projections, which amazed me because I was a shot in the dark for me when I did those projections. But so it started this ball rolling. We opened up the store, negative $700,000 in cash flow, and we are constantly running ahead and work with our suppliers to extend terms. I mean, we pulled every trick in the book trying to make things work, bridge a gap until we could get the right financing. We worked and worked and worked and to make that happen. And it was, so this was 2008, 2009. We were going through, we went through a second season. And at a certain point, they, after their first full year-end review, they didn't like what they saw. And I said, well, it's basically what we projected. Our bottom line was actually, our sales were under a little bit, but our bottom line was stronger because we kept our expenses down, stronger than projected. But we projected a loss in the first year, and we had a loss. And they said, well, with this loss now, it goes into special loans. You get into all this mess, but at the end of the day, out of the blue, all of our loans were called, across the entire organization. And I said, this is ridiculous. Like, this is crazy. I can't, just give us time. We'll fix this. We went into bankruptcy protection. We were unable to restructure all of our debt. So we came back to them. And I remember that day, we had a meeting, all the lawyers and accountants were in the room. And I said, okay, here's the deal. We're not going to be successful here. So we're giving the new store to you. Do with it what you want. And here, you'll have an offer on the original store within a week. So the next day, they had receivers, walked into the store and shut it down, took over all the assets, which I expect them to do. I was just amazed how fast they worked. The other one, within a week, we had given them the offer for 100 cents on the dollar to pay off the debt that was on that store. We had restructured with another bank. It was all good because it was a successful business. Yeah. And they called me up one Tuesday morning, literally at 9 o'clock, and they said, if you want to tell your staff, we're going to be there in 30 minutes and to shut down the store. And I was like, it was completely floored me. I had no idea, could not understand it. I was asking why, and the short answer was, is they believed that there was enough liquidity in that original store to help cover off the debt in my second store. Oh, so it was a guarantee that got me. So they walked in, shut it down. It was like that afternoon, the news reporters were all there. We were well known. This was a very, very public bankruptcy. I couldn't understand why they were doing it. It just flabbergasted me.
It didn't have to happen.
I didn't understand, but it was tough. So we did that, and that's how we got out of that business, and it was that's when I had to reinvent myself. And I was part of entrepreneurs organization at the time, and my EO Farm group. That's actually where the idea came from. Is these garden centers were interested in the magazine we were producing, and one of my Farm group members said, maybe that's a business. Maybe you got to put something together, present it to that group of garden centers, and see where it goes. So this all happened in 2010 into 2011. And that's when we kind of started, and Carly Publishing was born literally out of the basement of my house. It took me 2 years to hire a first employee. And that's when we really incorporated in 2014 and started growing it. And actually, hired Stacy was our third employee, and then Keith, and then it's just been growing since then.
Andy, that I have so much respect for you. I know it must have been just incredibly difficult, heartbreaking, ripping your stomach out. I'm friends with Norm Brodsky. He shares his bankruptcy story and how it fueled him to his part two. And you're the essence of an entrepreneur, where you just got knocked down, but you reached out to people, EO Forum and other friends, I'm sure, and reinvented yourself. And so I'm so inspired by you, and I respect you even more for knowing what you went through to get to this phase. And you got to trust the journey. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yeah, and it's not easy in the moment, but knowing that, a friend of mine said, being an entrepreneur is the safest job in the world, because
you're in control of your own destiny.
Always reinvent yourself. you'll always figure something out.
Yep, I love it. Hey, Andy, on that note, we are running a little bit late, but it's because you're so entertaining and interesting. So we do have to go. But quickly, if our listeners do want to get in touch with you and your company, what is the best way?
The easiest thing is just to check us out on the website. It's carlepublishing.com, and that's spelled C-A-R-L-E. It's named after my two kids. My four-year-old daughter at the time named the company. They're Carter and Leah.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's carlepublishing.com.
Excellent. Well, Andy, thanks again. Really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, Avanti listeners, for listening to the show. I hope you learned a lot today from Andy. If someone you know would like to be considered to be on the show, please throw me an email, david@davidmamano.com. Check us out on the web, davidmamano.com, and Avanti Entrepreneur.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.